KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. A small school in northwest Iowa will be the first in the state to test an iPad application to assess concussions. Dr. Jay Alberts with the Cleveland Clinic helped develop the app called C3. He'll be doing some baseline testing today on the roughly 100 players on the Boyd and Hull Rock Valley football team. Albert says the iPad app is designed to diagnose concussions in a quantifiable and objective way.
You know, it doesn't matter how you score a touchdown. The touchdown is always worth 6 points. And that's really what we're trying to get at here, trying to develop metrics and use the iPad and the electronics within the iPad to remove the subjectivity from the assessment of these athletes.
Data collected by the C3 app will be used to help officials determine when a player who suffers a concussion is ready to return to school and the football field. One of the features of the app is that it tests balance by strapping the iPad to an athlete's back.
We use the accelerometer and the gyroscope that are built into the iPad, and with those data, we can test their balance and give them a very objective and a quantitative way to assess balance rather than using, you know, the standard approach, which is, well, I think his balance is a little off, and, well, how do we know it wasn't off before he was injured?
In addition to balance, the app measures four other areas. Albert says rather than relying solely on the subjective grading of a trainer, coaches can use the app to make sure that an athlete is fully healed.
I think if we can remove the subjectivity from the assessment and improve the integrity of the assessment, we can, you know, keep our athletes safer and get them back first in the classroom faster and then on the playing field faster and safer.
Alberts is a native of Sanborn in northwest Iowa. He partnered with the Boyd and Hull Rock Valley football squad because the son of one of his lifelong friends is on the team. Alberts believes the C3 app will level the playing field by allowing anyone anywhere to access state-of-the-art diagnostic tools, even in rural areas like Rock Valley.
There's a fundamental challenge in the translation of advances in healthcare to rural areas, and I think this is where the iPad and these types of distance health type monitoring projects come into play and have a real opportunity here.
C3 is already being used by the Cleveland Clinic to monitor more than 6,000 athletes in 56 high schools in northeast Ohio, along with several colleges in Ohio. A longtime Buffalo Bills wide receiver Andre Reed is trying to break into coaching. Reed is helping out the Kansas City Chiefs during training camp as a volunteer intern, working with their young wide receivers in preparation for their first preseason game. Reed says that he had his pick of where he wanted to go, but that Chiefs coach Andy Reed made it clear to him that he was wanted in Kansas City. Reed says that coaching has already been an eye-opening experience, particularly when it comes to the behind-the-scenes work. He doesn't know how long his internship will last or whether it will turn into a full-time job, but he appreciates the chance to get a fresh perspective on the game. Elsewhere around NFL training camps, Eagles wide receiver Aurelius Ben suffered a torn ACL in his left knee, and he'll miss the upcoming season. Ben is the third Philadelphia veteran to suffer a year-ending knee injury in Coach Chip Kelly's first season, joining receiver Jeremy Maclin and linebacker Jason Phillips. The Jets have determined that Mark Sanchez will start the club's first exhibition game against the Lions. He's been locked in a tightly contested battle at quarterback with rookie Geno Smith. Offensive coordinator Marty Mornenweg says that Sanchez has earned that start. Packers coach Mike McCarthy says that wide receiver Jordy Nelson will miss the rest of training camp after undergoing a procedure on one of his knees. The Packers are hopeful that he'll be ready for the September 8th regular season opener at San Francisco. Nelson had not practiced since Thursday. Also, the Packers have signed free agent Vince Young as a backup quarterback contender behind Aaron Rodgers. The Packers looked at their options after number 3 quarterback B.J. Coleman threw 2 interceptions in the team's intra-squad scrimmage Saturday night, and they decided to go with Young. Graham Harrell is number 2 behind Rodgers. Colts coach Chuck Pagano says an MRI found no significant ligament damage in Darius Heyward-Bey's sprained left knee, so he's listed as day-to-day. The receiver has not practiced since he was injured Sunday at training camp. Miami Dolphins safety Rashad Jones has signed a $29.3 million 4-year contract that includes $15 million guaranteed. Last year, he led the team with 4 interceptions and ranked 4th in tackles with 95, both career highs. He started every game last year for the Fish. To baseball now, where Carlos Beltran and Matt Adams homered in the eighth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals snapped the Los Angeles Dodgers' 15-game road winning streak with a 5-1 victory last night. Joe Kelly pitched into the sixth inning, outperforming Clayton Kershaw and helping St. Louis to its fourth victory in the last six games. Tony Cruz added an RBI single. The Dodgers' road winning streak was a franchise record. Their previous loss away from Chavez Ravine was a 4-2 decision at San Francisco on July 6th. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Atlanta over Washington 2-1. Philadelphia outscored Chicago 9-8. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 3-2. Milwaukee downing San Francisco 3-1. Andrew Albers allowed four hits while pitching into the ninth inning in his Major League debut last night, easily outdueling Royals ace James Shields and leading the Minnesota Twins to a 7-0 win over Kansas City. The first big leaguer from Saskatchewan in more than 20 years, Albers at one point retired 15 straight. He was two outs shy of his third straight complete game dating back to AAA Rochester and the first shutout in a big league debut since Detroit's Andy Van Hecken did it in 2002. The Twins took most of the pressure off with a big night at the plate as Brian Dozier homered and drove in three runs, and Justin Morneau and Chris Colabello also went deep for the Twins. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Detroit over Cleveland 5-1. Boston outslugged Houston 15-10. Chicago beat the New York Yankees 3-2. Texas over the LA Angels 8-3. And Toronto beat Seattle 7-2. Three interleague games last night saw Cincinnati beat Oakland 3-1. Arizona downing Tampa Bay 6-1. Baltimore beat San Diego by a 4-1 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs a winner over Tacoma 10-3. Salt Lake beat the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 3-0. Elsewhere in baseball news, Rangers right-hander Colby Lewis will have surgery to remove bone spurs from his right hip, ending his chances of pitching this season for Texas. Lewis says he's been dealing with hip pain during his comeback from surgery last year to repair a torn flexor tendon in his right elbow. He had been pitching in rehabilitation games. He had been expected to possibly be in the Rangers' rotation in the next couple of weeks. Also in the majors, right fielder Jason Hayward left the Atlanta Braves game against the Washington Nationals because of a muscle strain in his neck. Hayward was injured while batting in the top of the first inning and didn't take the field for the bottom half. The Indians have placed starter Corey Kluber on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained right middle finger. Kluber pitched 7 1/3 shutout innings against Detroit the other day and never mentioned anything about his finger following the game. He's 7-5 with a 3.54 ERA in 19 starts this year. Royals left-hander Danny Duffy is ready to make his season debut more than a year after Tommy John surgery. Duffy will fill in today for Wade Davis against the Minnesota Twins. Nationals manager Davey Johnson says third baseman Ryan Zimmerman eventually could change positions if his throwing problems don't get sorted out. He's made 17 errors this year. That's the second most among all Major League third basemen. Alex Rodriguez's return had an immediate impact for the New York Yankees. It was on their team's television network. A-Rod's first major league game since October drew the YES Network's highest rating this year for a Yankees game, even though New York lost 8-1 at Chicago on Monday night. In racing news, Tony Stewart's pursuit of a fourth Sprint Cup championship has been put on hold. Stewart has undergone successful surgery to repair the broken right tibia and fibula that he suffered in a sprint car race in Iowa Monday night. He'll need a second surgery, and he remains hospitalized after flipping his 360-winged sprint car while leading with five laps remaining in the 30-lap feature. There was no timetable for his return. Stewart was leading late in the 30-lap feature when a lapped car spun in turn four and collected Stewart and two others. Stewart is currently 11th in the Sprint Cup standings with five races to go until the chase for the championship field is set. Max Pappas has been signed to sub for Stewart this weekend at Watkins Glen. Well, Tiger Woods leads a contingent of the world's top golfers assembled this week in suburban Rochester, New York for the PGA Championship. The 14-time major championship winner is considered a favorite to end his five-year drought in the majors after his easy win at the Bridgestone Invitational last week. Woods has followed up three of his eight wins at the World Golf Championship event with PGA Championship titles. Former champ Phil Mickelson is also making final preparations for the final major of the year, 2 weeks removed from his exhilarating win in the British Open. Masters champion Adam Scott and U.S. Open winner Justin Rose are also in the field, as is defending champion Rory McIlroy. And the NBA has released its upcoming schedule, which will begin with three games on October 29th. The Indiana Pacers host the Orlando Magic in the opening game of the season. That's about the time the Miami Heat will be holding another championship ring ceremony. The Heat will open their title defense against the Chicago Bulls before the Lakers take on the Clippers in the final game of the opening night slate. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.